So of luck and the good old dream to come to America, with a little bit of green card thrown in there as well. Joining us now is Jalal Elmir, 30-year-old English teacher at Chef Chaouen in Morocco. Jalal, good morning.
Good morning.
So are you feeling like a lucky person right about now, or a very, very unlucky person?
Well, I have been lucky just for 13 days. And and after the news came out that the lottery has been canceled, well, I don't think I have been lucky anymore. So
all right.
I just have been happy for 2 weeks.
Well, let's explain to our listeners what this two-week window of luck is all about. Jalal Elmir, of course, a 30-year-old English teacher from a little village in northern Morocco, Chef Chaouen. He wants to come to America and applied, along with 15 million other people, to be a part of the State Department's lottery program to get a green card. Out of 15 million, supposedly 50,000 were to be picked. But after 22,000 were picked, the State Department threw it out, saying there was some sort of problem with the algorithm that chose the names by random. Jalal, I'm figuring normally in a lottery the odds are something like, you know, 20 million to one to win the top prize. In this particular case, it was 682 to one. The odds were against you, one out of 682 chances to win. So I'd say you're pretty lucky, but where does it go from here?
Yes, well, they say, well, the problem is they say that the lottery was not actually random. They just picked people from the 5th and the 2nd of October. And the people who got the notification letters, they did not have anything to do with this. They were not in knowledge. They didn't know anything about being selected or not. So the problem is our lawyer now is trying to make the case in the State Department, and he is trying to show them that the results were actually random, and they have to reconsider the people who have already been selected, because we have already started making plans. We have already gathered the necessary documents and papers, and some of us even have sold some of the properties and left their jobs in order to start a new life and go to the United States and finish their American dream there.
Well, what a heartbreak. Jalal, let's listen to the argument of your lawyer. We're listening to Jalal Elmir, who's one of the 22,000 who's been told that their apparent victory in the State Department green card lottery is null and void because the State Department doesn't like the so-called random choices that were made. Here's the argument that Jalal, along with the other winners of the lottery who he's representing, is making to the State Department.
Basically, we're taking issue with the State Department's conclusion that the drawing was not random. The statute requires that the lottery drawing be random. And it's what we're saying is that, in fact, notwithstanding the skewing of results, the results were indeed random. If you just take a look at the dictionary, the word random means without definite aim or purpose.
That's the lawyer speaking to the BBC, Ken White, for the defendants in the green card lottery case. Among the winners, Jalal Elmir, a 30-year-old English teacher from Chef Chaouen in northern Morocco. Jalal, you know, let's step back for a moment here. You know, there was nothing random about your wanting to get a green card, right?
Yes. This is what they are claiming. They say it's unfair for the people who submitted their entries after the 2 days.
No, Jalal, I understand that, but there's nothing random about you wanting to come to America.
Yeah. Do you think that this result is not random?
No. What I think is, explain to me the dream that you had when you applied for this lottery, and what plans have you already made?
Actually, it's not the first time. I have been applying for the diversity visa lottery for 5 years, and I have always dreamed of coming to America, especially to finish my education, to complete my education, especially because in the United States there are good universities, there are new good educational facilities, and unlike here in Morocco. So It has always been my dream to come to America, to get a degree, to get a job, and to live in better condition than in here.
Your aunt already lives in Chicago?
Yes, my aunt is now in Chicago, and she congratulated me last month, and she was very happy. She gave me all the information, and she assisted me in filling the forms and information so that I can join her next year in Chicago.
She's already a lottery winner, right?
Yes, she's a lottery winner. She recently got her citizenship.
Oh, so the idea that that you would get selected again if they redo this lottery is bittersweet because your family's already been a winner.
Yes, yes. My aunt has already been selected 6 years, I think, or 5 years ago.
So what are your aspirations in the United States? Should this lottery turn out well, the lawsuit maintain your status, or you get selected again?
Yes, we all want to stick to the first draw, you know. We all hope that they take into consideration the first selection. We already have their commitment. We already have a written commitment from the U.S. government saying that we have been selected randomly. So the chances of being selected again are very slim. And I don't think that among the 22,000 people, there will be other people who will be reselected. That's why we are sticking to this lawsuit. We're hoping that the United States is known for making justice and doing justice to everyone. So we really hope that they take into consideration the first draw.
Right. Well, Jalal, will you continue to log in to the State Department website?
Well, this is what I'm doing almost every day.
All right, Jalal Hamir, 30-year-old English teacher at the middle school in Morocco, initial green card winner that the State Department regretted to inform that the results had been withdrawn because of a computer problem. Jalal, good luck.
Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.